Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a very special edition of Grapsody here on Fightful. And I don't think I need to truly explain why it's a special edition because... Because our special guest is with us and you can see her right here on the screen. She is the one and only former AEW Women's World Champion, possibly soon to be next.
Say it again.
It is the one and only Nyla Rose.
What is up? Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here and virtually be with all you guys. Some fantastic people. I've met everybody but one, so shame on you. I'm not going to call you out. I'm going to let you do that to yourself. I'm not going to call you out.
So hilariously.
Embarrass you on your own show.
So hilariously, we've had contact more than once because I interviewed you for Complex. And then another time... that I completely embarrassed myself and you saved me from embarrassment and I am forever in your debt to that. So we kind of have had moments.
Feels like we already did this. I'm already out here. What's up? It's Phil.
I suppose since it's out there, I should tell the story. So I did Warrior Wrestling for Diva Dirt, like, and I did like the live coverage for them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was like taking videos on my phone and tweeting from their account. And it was like, cumbersome situation where I would hand the videos to someone else and I would tweet it and then they would like tweet what I'm tweeting. It was like a weird assembly line. So
fiasco.
Yeah. So that was the night that Britt and Kylie had the match and then Jessica Havoc came running out. And so, you know, I'm typing fast on my phone. And this was like around the time that she had the match at Rise where all of the women AEW came out. And so I'm just typing fast. And I'm like picking at, and for whatever reason, it picked your ad, and I sent it instead of Jessica Havoc's. And so it went out that it looked like you came out instead of Jessica Havoc, and I was like, oh no, and it had already published, and I was like, can we get it down? And then you had already replied, and I was like, oh no.
No, Nyla's going to be on it. Nyla's not going to let nothing go for any of my life.
So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about here is Nyla Rose and Twitter. Have become so synonymous.
Nyla Rose's Twitter is what it is. Yes.
Come on, man. It's two-time best follows.
Yeah, two-time best follow.
Yes.
So, what is it? Like, some of the stuff you come up with is so good. And I can't help but wonder, how long do you sit on some of these tweets where it's like, okay, I've got this reply ready, but I need the right moment, or does it just come to you?
It's kind of a mixed bag, really. For the most part, it pops up and I put it out. For the most, I would say about 98% to 99% of things are just kind of like in the moment, like strike while the iron's hot. Let's put it out there. There are the super, super, super rare ones where I'm like, oh, this is good. Let me write this down before I forget it. And then I inevitably forget it because I've written so much, you know, down that it just gets pushed down the line.
Right.
Sometimes I do have to go back and be like, oh, there was something ridiculous I wanted to say. But like that is super rare. It's usually just kind of whatever hits, let's get it out.
Man. And it's always so good. Yeah, we were talking about before we started recording that there over the last year or so, there have really become the Nyla-isms that have just grown. That some of them have become t-shirts, right? Because like surprise bitch is like one of the best of all time. Yeah. And one that always cracks me up is, and you only did it once, but it stuck with my son so much. I make him censor it, but but he'll be like going to throw something away, and he goes, "You know where it's gonna go? In the goddamn trash." Yeah. And, and it gets me every time because that one stuck with him. That's like absolutely
that was
one
a good
favorites.
One, a really good one.
Yeah, so, I don't know if I can be proud.
Right, you got little Billy acting crazy out here, Nyla.
But at least he's you know, cleaning up after himself, putting things in the proper.
Yeah, look, there's some things to be learned here. It's
you know, maybe we'll do a spin for Earth Day. Goes in the goddamn recycle bin. You know, who knows?
Look here, look, we already make t-shirts. Earth Day is coming up.
That's right. We can help heal this planet together.
Easy as that.
So again, a lot of this is really just in the last year. A lot of this stuff has really, really come up. Like I said, surprise bitch was a huge hit. Again, is a lot of this stuff kind of like spur of the moment, or
like are the promos the same preparation as the tweets? Pretty much.
No, like I don't know what that is. My thought process is, you ever watch an episode of Family Guy and they'll say something kind of like whatever and it just cuts to a whole other, like that's how my brain works.
Gotcha.
Somebody will say something and I kind of check out, and anybody who really knows me goes, oh no, her brain's doing the thing. It's doing the thing.
So like that's so Raven.
What it is like,
that's so Raven.
Yeah, a little bit. When I said surprise bitch, it literally in the instant, like I it just felt too quiet, right? And my brain was like, say something, and that's what came out of my mouth.
Wow. Like,
and you're doing all this stuff in such like you know, milliseconds. You don't really have time to think. You just kind of do and hope you don't get fired. So
right, definitely. How much does like Vicky Guerrero help with what's going on in those moments?
Oh, she helps a ton. She helps a ton. But in a very different way.
Right.
Almost like a, you know how you would go to acting school or acting class, you know, just sitting down with her and talking about, you know, how would I structure this promo? Or like, is this something I should talk about, or should I, you know, check in? What are some good bullet points?
Right.
And she just really gives you the ammunition to get your, like, consolidate your message, get it out there, and then drive it home.
Dope.
Yeah, so, because I think we see a lot of people on Twitter that are like, oh man, Nyla's got, she's so personable, like, the Twitter game is hilarious, like, her promos are great, you know, when is she going to cut more promos on TV? So I think, like, for some people, it's like a disconnect. So, I don't know, how much of that do you see, and how much do you, what do you feel about that?
You know, it depends on the opportunity, you know, it just depends on the opportunity. And I think I've been proving myself, you know, worthy to have that time. Hopefully we get a little bit more of that down the line in the future. It's definitely about making the most of your opportunities, and that's just pro wrestling in general.
Right.
You're going to get a little bit, you get a little bit, you show yourself, you get a little bit more. It's been the formula for pro wrestling since forever, right? You get a dark match, you do well in that, you move on, maybe you're a curtain jerker. You do well in that, you move down the, you know, it's, and that's what it is. That's what I mean by climbing the ladder. Getting out there, being able to show I can make the most of this carved out piece of time. Who knows, it may end up with me having a talk show segment.
Right, right. Yo, so Nyla, they talk a lot about pillars, things, of people, of structures of AEW. You've been in AEW since legit the beginning. When they announced AEW, when they're at the pressers, everything, you're there, right there, smack dab. How does it feel to be, what, we're coming up on 3 years now of just going at it? There's been the pandemic. There's been all kind of stuff. How do you feel at this moment being there from the beginning?
It feels great. It feels wonderful to have built something. You know, like, take a look in your lives. Anybody listening to this, take a look in your lives. When you've created something, when you've sat down and cobbled something together from the get-go, you have such an immense sense of pride. It could be the worst drawing in the world, but when you show it to people, when you show it to your mom, when you show it to your dad, you want them to hang it on the refrigerator, right? That's kind of what this is like being there from the get-go, building this brick by brick, piece by piece, being a part of that. We're proud of it. Like, we want to show it to the world. We want everyone, we want TNT, TBS to put us on their refrigerator, you know? And it just fills me with such pride to be a part of that.
Dope. And, of course, being a pillar of the AEW women's division, you were the second AEW women's world champion. You won the belt at Cedar Park. Hold on, I can't even pinpoint the date. That was February.
Here goes Will with his brain.
February 12th, 2020. Of course, you know, that I remember that entire episode of Dynamite vividly, but specifically that match, I remember vividly. You and Riho just kind of went out there and killed it and built upon the previous match, which is one of those things that we, here on Grapsody, have been tend to commend you for as a whole, that you tend to build on your previous matches. Because another example of that was the Ruby Soho match you had, where there was the finish and then where she hit, I'm drawing a blank.
The No Future.
Yes, thank you. And she hit that off the top rope, and then the second time around, you held on to the top rope, she misses it, and then and you finished her.
Because I'm smart.
Yeah.
I'm very, very smart is why.
Research, baby.
So that's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
She
and
did
how,
her No Future, as I call it, stupid ass face kick.
Yeah, that jacket kept trying to get in the way.
Jacket time, man. What was jacket time?
Jacket man. I still have like holes in my hands from all the little pins. Like, if you go back and watch the match, like I'm like selling my hand throughout the whole thing. Like that hurt. Like those little tiny pins, just like, she's sneaky, that Ruby. So I think she did that on purpose. She's like, yeah, I'm a tighten the sleeve.
Anyways. So when you think about your return matches, is that something that you're very cognizant of building upon previous?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Finishes previous spots.
Oh, for sure. 100%. It's foolish to ignore things that have happened in wrestling. I feel it's a big insult to the fans, to the audience, to do that. It's a bit lazy to kind of revisit something in a way without changing it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there's room to do repeats, if you will. It just has to make sense. You know, that's my whole thing, is make it make sense. That's pretty much it. Like, I wish I had a better answer for you, but yeah, like, I think it's a very important thing to kind of revisit your past and figure out ways to punch things up, because you may have thought of something in the moment. You go out there and hey, it lands great, it works out great, but hindsight's 20/20, and you're like, oh, I wish we had done this, you know. So down the line, maybe something else to do later.
Who are some of the, I love to give it up to the ones in the back, who are some of the coaches that kind of help you guys, you know, remember things like that, kind of the continuality of these matches? Dustin Rose, continuity. Yeah, man, come on, it's early. Dustin Rose gets talked about here, you know, like who's some people that are helping you guys out back there?
Jerry Lynn, Dustin Rose, BJ Whitmer, that's a lot of my personal experience, but like literally all of the coaches back there are, I'll walk by somebody and I just hear them like, oh, that's, I'm stealing that. Like,
oh, okay.
They're so freaking knowledgeable, and it frustrates me to know that some people aren't utilizing them quite so much. Like you think about it like a Marvel movie, right? Like, I have all these analogies, but like, Dr. Strange had that whole library. What if he never went in that library and read it? That's kind of how I feel, is like, you've got all this knowledge and it's like, people are ready to throw it at you, ready to give it to you, and you're just like, nah, I'm good.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Right. No, I don't think ECW, ROH, WWE, you got every background of pro wrestling in history back there in one central library,
for sure. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think anybody back there is that cocky. They're like, I'm good. No, I know. I've not seen that. I don't think that's the case. I'm just saying, you know, generally speaking, people who act like that is insane to me.
I definitely understand that. I mean, it happens. Yeah, so look, I think one thing that you've always stayed consistent with is you stayed at the top of the women's division. You've always been in the mix. Shout out to Will Washington, baby, and Red Velvet. So you've always kind of been a player. How do you stay as that? Nyla Rose is always the talk of the town every single week.
If you stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
I just wanted that quote pretty much. So, yeah, coming up this Saturday night, we're talking about rematches. We're talking about building upon things. Back in the ring with Thunder Rosa. She just did a very embarrassing thing to you the other night. I don't know why, that, you know, you were just trying to be a great friend. Brought her a cake.
Here's a cake.
You want a cake? And then this, I started this and this is the thanks I get?
Do you know how much cake costs in this economy?
Oh my goodness, Nyla. They did not know.
Sprinkles?
Sprinkles are extra. That could have been red velvet cake. That could have been yellow cake. It could have been any kind of cake. You don't know what kind of cake it was. Expensive cake out here.
Right. Thank you. I took my hard-earned money, went down to the local cakery, got her some cake, some Nolan's cake. And she wants to disrespect like that? See, that's what I'm saying. It's apropos that she paints half her face, because the girl is two-faced. Zero hesitation in throwing that cake in my face.
Yep. Didn't think twice.
No, she's lauded as the hero.
Right.
Girl's two-faced. I'm going to embarrass her. I'm going to take her title, and I'm going to expose her. That's my mission at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw a lot of people when you challenged her go, okay, why Nyla? And I was like, why not Nyla? Nyla beat her in the World Elimination Tournament. So
why Nyla? Because I'm the constant threat.
Saying.
Look, I'm just saying. These are the facts.
These are the facts.
So she wants to put women's wrestling on the map. I think women's wrestling should be the map.
Mm.
But if Thunder Rosa wants to put her stupid happy half face in my way, I'm going to leave Thunder Rosa as a stain on that map.
Mm, those are some fighting words. But Nyla, we have to really think about this. Thunder has a lot of momentum right now in this moment. Like, things have been going her way for a pretty good amount of time. What are you going to do different than what everybody else has done to beat Thunder Rosa? Because she's on a streak right now.
I'm going to whoop her ass. That's what I'm going to do. Everybody whoops in the wrestling match. I'm not going to wrestle Thunder Rosa. I'm not going to grapple with her. I'm not going to put her in a double corrugated twisty arm lock. I don't do that. I'm going to beat her ass. Plain and simple. We gonna get out there. We gonna kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. I'm going to throw her from one side of the ring to the other side of the ring. Mm-hmm. Up and down Dallas, Texas. It don't matter. If I catch her in a parking lot before the show.
That won't get you the championship.
That will not. No, they're not going to get you the belt before the...
Why won't it? I catch her in the parking lot before the show. I throw my heavy-ass duffel bag at her. Hit her upside her stupid big head. Maybe somebody left the keys in the car. Maybe I hit her with her car. I do.
Oh, my goodness.
It don't matter.
Taking it back to Memphis.
When she come hobbling down in there, 1, 2, 3. It only takes 3 seconds to win a match, only 3 seconds to win a championship, and I do not get paid by the hour.
That's a pretty solid strategy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you about your first women's title reign, mainly because I feel, for the most part, and I think a lot of people agree, that we got shortchanged. And a big piece of that was, of course, I think one pretty big advantage was the advantage of Hikaru Shida living in Jacksonville, because I feel like she kind of got to gain a whole lot of momentum on television in a time where not everybody else was on television. You were in D.C. at the time, I believe?
Yes.
Yes. And so your reign had begun. You were champ. You got to defend it at Revolution against Chris Statlander. And then really, and again, I have to backtrack just for a second because, again, my brain is just playing these dates. And I thought, also, I have to ask you about one specific thing. February 19th, 2020, Atlanta, Georgia, you cut one of my favorite promos that AEW has had with Tony Schiavone. It was the week after you won the title, and it was the Nobody is a Beast Like Me promo. I adore that promo. I think that it is one of my favorite promos in which somebody establishes themselves after becoming champion. I wanted to ask you a little bit about that promo. I've always wanted to ask you about it for the last 2 years. About what went into coming up with that promo, and how did you feel about it after the fact?
Look, you just threw like 9 questions at me.
I know.
One time. The promo. So let's back up a little bit. During the start of my title reign, the start of, unfortunately, the pandemic era of wrestling. This microwave society that we live in, where people want resolution immediately after something, is insane to me. The world was literally on a lockdown, and people are like, where's the champion? Why ain't the champion on TV? These booger-eating morons out there. The news literally said nobody could leave. I was stuck at home. You think I didn't want to be on television? My job is literally to be on television. You think I didn't want to be on television? Holding a big ass shiny belt? That's dope. Of course I wanted to do that. I legally and literally could not leave Washington, D.C. I was on lockdown, unfortunately, for about a month and a half, 2 months, and it killed a lot of the momentum. It's a very real, serious thing we were dealing with the world. And one thing that I love that I think AEW does very well is pivoting and knowing how to spin and address something. And this was a major curveball that affected what trillions, I don't know, sextillions. I don't know how many people in the world. It's like
a lot,
you know, it billion, affected everyone on this planet. And, you know, at the time I was upset. Sheeta took something that was precious to me, something that I've worked very hard a long time to get. But in that moment, the world needed a hero, you know, and I can't be mad at her for wanting to like throw a little bit of positivity at people out there when they're dealing with so much negativity going on with this world. And it, quite frankly, a frightening thing. You know, we didn't know what was going to happen day to day. The world needed a hero. Hikaru Shida was that hero for that time, for the pandemic period. I can't be mad at that in hindsight. You got me all riled up. I don't even remember the other stuff you said.
The promo. Yes, the first promo with Tony Schiavone after winning the title.
Yes. So with that, that was a little bit before I had Vicky Guerrero with me. That one, I don't like y'all peeking back behind this curtain so goddamn much.
We like the curtain peeking.
I will say Cody did help me with that one a little bit. We threw some stuff in there. You go back and watch it. There may be some Zelda nods. I'm not saying there is, but there might be. we kind of dorked out a little bit. But yeah, he's another great promo, in my opinion. So, of course, why would you not want to pick his brain? Why would you not want to go to him? And just kind of, again, address those points, what's important. And clearly we did something well, because here it is damn near 3 years later and you're still talking about it.
Yeah, that was one that really resonated with me and I thought was a great starting point for your reign. And yeah, as you mentioned, it was unfortunate timing because of everything that went down, because, yeah, the Cheetah kind of needed to be the pivot and all of that. But I suppose that then begs the question for the potential second Nyla Rose title reign. Well, it doesn't seem to be closing down. So I guess, what would we have in store in that event?
You know, I think it's a very, very important accolade to be the first two-time AEW Women's Champion. In a way, for me, on a personal level, I have to preface it with that. In a way, for me, on a personal level, it would mean just a little bit more to be that two-time Women's Champion than to have the belt itself, because of everything it means. Because at this point, I feel I've truly earned it. You know, whereas before, of course, I feel like I earned it. A lot goes into getting to that point. But at this point, having been with the company, been consistent, big match Nyla, I feel always delivers. I think a lot of people do as well. The second title win for me would just be that much sweeter. And again, like I've said a multitude of times, I refuse to be a footnote in this industry.
Yes.
I refuse to be that. I want to have a, you know, respected, lauded career. I want people to have my name come up with wrestling, just be synonymous with wrestling. Like you do when you think of wrestling, you think of wrestlers, you're thinking of, you know, the Hardys, you know, name a wrestler, Christian Cage, name a wrestler, The Rock, you know, these names that pop up. I don't want people to look back and be like, oh, what was that one lady? She was crazy. She said wild shit. She hit people in the head when she finds kendo sticks. No, that's not going to be me. Like, it's not even that I don't want it. I refuse to let that happen. So no matter how minuscule the opportunity, I'm going to make the most of it. And my star is going to shine the brightest. I'm sorry. I love y'all. But that spotlight is mine. And I'm stealing
it. Yes.
Hey, come on, man.
I'm going to get gear look like prison stripes because I'm stealing the show every time.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
But, man, people have to give you your flowers, though. Like, the first Black women's champion in the company, the first transgender champion in the U.S.
Let's talk about it, baby.
One of the first women to wrestle on the first episode of Dynamite. That's a lot of historic moments.
Where
right
are
there.
The flowers at? Where are the flowers at? I'm telling you, send them. We need them. We want them.
They'll come. But you know, for right now, it's. I'm not gonna obsess over that. When people look back, when people decide I'm finally black enough, oops, did I say that?
Oh, whoa, I wanted to talk about it.
The flowers will come. The flowers will come. For right now, we're gonna keep doing the work. I'ma live forever.
Right. Yeah. Let's get into it, because everybody's always talking about diversity. They say all these things. And Nyla Rose is there on the show, a proud black woman. How does it feel when people are saying AEW needs more of this, AEW needs more of that, and you're there being all of that? How does that feel?
It hurts a little bit, but and it's a sad thing to say, but I'm kind of used to it.
I see.
Growing up, I was... Let's put it out there. You know, I was too white for the black kids, too black for the white kids.
Right.
And it's a sad state to be. So I do hope that, and you see a little bit of it, the shift. Yeah. You see a little bit of it. And I just hope we continue that shift, continue to diminish that way of thinking. I'm lightly melanated, but I'm hella black and I'm proud.
Yep. Love it. We all black. It's going to continue to get black. Let me get into it a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. don't get me into it. But yeah, I mean, people need to just like realize these things, open your eyes, stop just talking and tweeting. There's real life things going on. There's things are happening. Diversities. We're pushing these boundaries. We're making it happen. Like, think of what 3 years ago compared to now, like it's a total difference. 3 years from now, it'll be even better. So like, you know, we're just trying to improve. We're just trying to, like, you know, make it an inclusive space for all, pretty
and,
much.
And I get a lot of it is excitement in a way.
Right.
Because we see that shift happening. Mm-hmm. It's excitement coupled with that microwave society. We see that shift happening. Like, oh, it's happening. Let's go. Like,
Black World Champ right now. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, baby, it takes time. Like, chill. Like, we getting there. Like, look at where we are. Look at where we were. Use your brain. Think about where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. So it's. I get the excitement. I get people get hype over it. But just chill. Enjoy the ride.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
Well, I, again, want to thank you for being with us here on this special Grapsody edition. Nyla Rose, you can find her.
Winning the women's world championship battle of the belts.
I was gonna say battle of the belts.
What you doing? We might have to hire. I might hire you to be like, yeah, Vicky is my manager.
I'm always trying to get a little bit of something, Nyla. If you feel me,
Nyla Rose will be challenging Thunder Rosa.
We'll be beating Thunder Rosa Saturday night. Garland,
we'll be stepping
Texas.
Up to the challenge.
And then I'll come back on the show.
With the belt.
With the belt. With,
battle of the belt.
Championship. I'm with saying. The title. Whatever you want to call it, I'm going to have it. It's going to be shiny. It's going to be gold. It's going to be big. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be mine.
Let's go, saying, baby.
We did have Jade on the show.
AEW Women's World Champ. Let's go. What y'all want?
Thank you so much, Nyla.
Thank you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.